Hi, and welcome to Show Tunes with Kate Botello from Interlochen Public Radio. Coming up, tunes for TV. And speaking of TV, if you missed the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade broadcast, never fear, we'll highlight the Broadway shows featured this year. At intermission, we'll talk with director Donna Drake. She'll tell us the story of how she came to be one of the original cast members of A Chorus Line. In Act Two, we'll answer last week's tricky trivia question. The orchestra is warming up for tonight's overture, featuring the voices of the cast of Maury Yeston's musical, Nine, based on the Fellini film, Eight and a Half. Please turn off your cell phones, unless you're using them to stream the show from interlochenpublicradio.org, in which case, turn them up. From our vinyl vault, that was the overture to Maury Yeston's Nine, featuring the cast as members of the orchestra. And now, some tunes from the tube, show tunes written specifically for television. We'll start out with the recent comedy series Gallivant, which is about a hapless musical medieval knight trying to win his girlfriend back from a nasty king.
Oh, Gareth, I try so hard to please her. I made a kingdom for a jewel, I respect a vow of chastity. And yet every day I have to hear it over and over again. Gallivant, Gallivant, blah, 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 Gallivant. I want her, need her, crave her, yes, it's true. But she is not the only thing I desperately want to do. I want to shoot him with the crossbow. I want to stab him in the eye. I want to liberate his head from his neck and then pump the bloody wreck sky high. I want to hurl him out a window and bunch of explosives where the sun don't shine. Want to skewer him with saws and slowly twist him all around his reproductive system. Would that be divine? Then she'll be mine.
Everybody say!
Distracting your boy. We could start a genocidal war.
Wait, what?
I'll get back to all my hobbies, like raising taxes and tormenting the poor.
Those poor.
No more Caliban is just complete perfection. Go and never lose his
temper.
Won't
that be divine? And she'll be mine.
Timothy Omenson's rotten King Richard schemed to win Sir Gallivant's girlfriend in all kinds of awful ways. Next, we'll hear music from a show within a show from the TV series Smash. Now, in the first season, the idea was to get a musical about Marilyn Monroe cast and up on Broadway. We'll hear a musical reference to her marriage to baseball legend Joe DiMaggio. Then we'll hear from the plucky teenagers in Disney's 2006 High School Musical, which went from a single made-for-TV musical to a phenomenon with several sequels and a touring concert version.
Fellas!
Yeah?
Fellas!
Is it?
Hey, team!
On the benches, it's Marilyn!
I just got a date.
She just got a date.
With baseball's Chilton Chow.
The luckiest so-and-so.
So run me round the bases, put me through my paces and teach me all the things a slugger's lover should know. What's that there?
That's the pitcher's mound.
Have you ever seen a shape that is so perfectly round?
Batter up,
play ball.
You better give it your all, 'cause all men like to play at
the national pastime. That man.
That's the first base coach.
Have you noticed that he signals every time I approach?
Kill me up.
Throw him out.
Because there isn't a doubt that all men like to play at
the national pastime. When I was just a little girl, I liked being dainty and pretty. But now that I'm giving sports a whirl, I find I kinda like.
Yeah! Baby, what's that there?
That's the team bullpen. And I like the odds I'm seeing. No girls on that.
If the deck look alive, beware the ladies line drive.
Use my skill and my passion will elevate the national.
Tell his secret, then I can tell mine. I bake.
What?
love to bake strudel, scones, even apple pan dowdy.
Not another sound.
Someday I hope to make the perfect creme brulee.
And jam and break.
Is that even legal?
Not another beat.
It's just dancing. Sometimes I think it's quirky homework.
No, no, no.
Be a singer, then I'm coming clean. I play the cello.
Awesome.
What is it?
A saw.
No, dude, it's like a giant violin.
Not another word.
Do you have to wear a costume?
Cut and tie.
Ashley Tisdale's snobby Sharpay has her way. The skater kid wouldn't play the cello, the smart kid would give up hip-hop, and the basketball star would abandon his quest for the perfect creme brulee. But since High School Musical is about overcoming one's own personal stereotypes, I'm thinking Sharpay's gonna lose that battle. From the 2006 Disney sensation, that was Stick to the Status Quo. Before that, we heard Megan Hilty as Marilyn with the cast of the fictional musical Bombshell sing her ode to baseball, The National Pastime, from a 2012 episode of the TV series Smash. And now, we'll check in with the Broadway shows featured in this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Aside from the Tony Awards, the parade is where a lot of folks get glimpses of shows that are big on Broadway at the moment. So this year, it's all about revivals. None of these shows have new cast recordings out yet, so we'll hear from the originals. Now, first, we'll hear from the limited-run Holiday Inn by Irving Berlin, based on the 1942 Bing Crosby Fred Astaire movie of the same name. Next, we'll hear from Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats, having a big resurgence this year, and then a number from the 2002 musical Hairspray by Mark Shaiman and Scott Whitman. Hairspray Live is going to be the next musical aired as a live TV special on NBC this December. We'll hear a powerful number from that show, sung by Motormouth Maybell.
Happy holiday, happy holiday, while the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true. Happy holiday, happy holiday, may the calendar keep bringing happy holidays to you. If the traffic noise affects you like a squeaky violin, kick your cares down the stairs, come to Holiday Inn.
If you can't find someone who will set your heart a whirl, take your car and motor to the home of boy meets girl.
If you're laid up with a breakdown, throw away your vitamins.
Don't get worse.
Grab your nurse and come to Holiday Inn.
Happy holiday, while the merry bells are ringing, may your every wish come true. Happy holiday, may the calendar keep bringing happy holiday to you.
Happy holiday, happy holiday, while the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true. Happy holiday, happy holiday, may the calendar keep ringing happy holiday to you.
Are you blind when you're born?
Can you see in the dark?
Dare you look at a king?
Would you sit on his throne? Can you say of your bite that it's worse than your bark?
Are you cock of the walk
when you're walking alone?
Because jellicles are and jellicles do. Jellicles do and jellicles would. Jellicles would and jellicles can. Jellicles can and jellicles do.
When you fall on your head, do you land on your feet?
Are you tense when you sense there's a storm in the air?
Can you find your way blind when you're lost in the street?
Do you know how to go to the heavy side layer?
Because jellicles can and jellicles do. Jellicles do and jellicles can. Jellicles can and jellicles do. Jellicles do and jellicles can. Jellicles can and jellicles do.
Can you ride on a broomstick to places far distant, familiar with candle,
with book and with bell?
Were you witting
Washington's friend,
the Pied Piper's assistant.
Have you been in alumnus of heaven and hell?
Are you mean like a minx?
Are you mean like a minx?
Are you keen to be seen when you're smelling a rat?
Were you there when the pharaohs commissioned the Sphinx?
If you were and you are, you're a Jellicle cat. Jellicle songs for Jellicle cats. Jellicle songs for Jellicle cats.
There's a road
And there's pride in my heart, 'cause I know where I'm going. Yes, I do. And I know where I've been.
There's a road.
There's a road.
We must travel.
We must travel.
There's a promise.
There's a promise.
We must make.
We must make.
Cause the riches.
Will be plenty.
Hairspray is about more than Tracy's hope for stardom as a dancing teen on the Corny Collins show. Tracy's ultimate dream is for the black kids and the white kids of 1960s Baltimore to be able to dance together. Mary Bond Davis's Motormouth Maybelle sang about the bigger picture while leading a march for integration with I Know Where I've Been. Jennifer Hudson will play Maybelle in Hairspray Live on NBC in December. Before that, we heard Jellicle Songs for Jellicle Cats from our original vinyl recording of Cats. Critics seem to be mostly enjoying the current Broadway revival of that juggernaut show. If anything, the main complaint about British pop star Leona Lewis as Grisabella the Glamour Cat is that she's a little too glamorous, which is criticism that she's probably fine with. We started out with Bing doing his happy holiday thing on an early recording of Irving Berlin's Holiday Inn. There's the bell. Lights are coming up in our virtual house, so it's time now for intermission. Hurry to the lobby, because director, choreographer, and acting professor Donna Drake is here to talk about her experience as one of the original cast members of A Chorus Line on Broadway. Now, Donna, I've worked with you many times, and you always have so many fantastic stories, and there are about a million things that I would love to talk to you about. But of course, we only have limited time in this one episode, and I have to talk to you about A Chorus Line today.
Again, step, kick, kick, leap, kick, touch. Again, step, kick, kick, leap, kick, touch. Again, step, kick, kick, leap, kick, touch. Again, step, kick, kick.
Well, first of all, you have heard me tell countless stories about A Chorus Line, and I have been a singer, dancer, actor all my life. I mean, I started training as a dancer when I was like 5, and will be a dancer forever, even if my knees give me a hard time right now. But I'm a small town girl from Columbia, South Carolina. I came to New York when I was 19, had completed my education because my parents asked that of me. And so I got out of college real early. And I started when I was like 16. I was determined to come to New York. I already had done 3 years of summer stock, so I had an actor's equity card in hand. And I came to New York and, wow, my first big show was A Chorus Line, the original workshop. So I'm here to tell anybody in this business, dreams do come true.
Going on, and turn, touchdown, back step. Pivot step, walk, right. Let's do the whole combination, facing away from the mirror, from the top.
If you've got the training, it'll happen. It was sort of a Cinderella story in that they were having auditions down at what is now called the Public Theater. at the time it was called Joe Papp's New York Shakespeare Festival, and they were having auditions downtown, and I was in the building. I don't even know what I was auditioning for. It was some other show. And I came out, and the hallways were like 9 feet wide, and there was just this sea of dancers sitting on the floor, stretching, warming up, smoking cigarettes, because it was 1974 and every dancer smoked cigarettes then. Please don't ever do that again. And I walked up to this one girl and I said, gee, what is this for? And she said that Michael Bennett was having a very special, by invitation only, audition just for his people. And, you know, I wasn't one of his people.
God, I hope I get it. I hope I get it. How many people does he need?
How many people does he need?
But this is how the universe works. At that very minute, when I was sort of standing there with egg on my face thinking, wow, I wish I was one of his people, the stage manager came out and said to about 60 women, okay, ladies, we're ready for you to dance. The entire room stood up, and I just went in with them, completely uninvited. And it was 3 days of auditioning. We danced for hours. Those were the days when, you know, you could dance for 6 hours at an audition. We danced till we were crawling out of the room, and cuts were made every single day, and, you know, Michael would ask some of us to stay. And finally, you know, we got down to the last, I'd say about 15 of us, and I remember he was just this voice out in the darkness, you know, and finally I had to step forward and, you know, say my name and where I was from and all of that, and he said to me, who are you? And I just started crying like a baby, and because I got caught, and started profusely apologizing for crashing the audition. And then this very kind, loving voice said, no, no, honey, you're supposed to be here. I just want to know who you are. Would you go fill out a card? And that's sort of how I got involved with the workshop of Chorus Line. And then from there, we danced every day from, like, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock. He trained us so beautifully. Michael got inside of our souls. We sat in circle and we told our stories while Marvin Hamlisch and Ed Kleban would just listen and take notes about us and who we were.
Daddy always thought that he married beneath him. That's what he said, that's what he said. When he proposed, he informed my mother he was probably her very last chance.
And all of our stories got blended together, all of our fears, all of our insecurities, our accomplishments, our dreams, our desires, our hopes, our crazy parents, our siblings.
One morning, sis won't go to dance class. I grab her shoes and tights and all, but my foot's too small, so
I mean, we shared so much of our intimate selves. Some of it is still very private for all of us, because we protect one another, because we are a chorus line. But the ones that became public are based on amazing life stories. A Chorus Line is 2 hours and 10 minutes of nothing but complete truth. These lives did happen. Some of the stories are intermingled. Some people told their story and another actor ended up performing it. So things like that switched up. It was the most phenomenal training of my life. It was my very, you know, my show, my first show here in New York. There were a lot of truths, a lot of stories, and of course, the brilliance of Michael Bennett, knowing how to shape it, form it, get what he needed from us. And he was an amazing director, sometimes not the nicest guy, but he got what he needed. And I probably learned my strongest lessons from that whole A Chorus Line experience. And I started as the role of Trisha, who in the original production, in the opening number, she's the little girl who tried too hard, and then she sang,
I really need this job. Please, God, I need this job. I've got to get this job.
Stage left, boys.
And she got cut. After we moved to Broadway, I took over the role of Maggie Winslow, who sang at the ballet. Did that role for about 2.5 years. And then I left A Chorus Line and went on to, because of A Chorus Line, thank you so much, went on to do quite a few other Broadway shows. And then 10 years later, I, Bjork Lee, was directing the European tour of A Chorus Line, and Bjork let me do the role of Valerie Clark, who sang Dance 10 Looks 3.
Dance 10 Looks 3, and I'm still on unemployment, dancing for my own enjoyment. That ain't it, kid. That ain't it, kid. Dance,
and I truly had the time of my life. What a fun role that is. And we toured Europe for over a year, and I loved it. And from there, I started directing Chorus Line. I've probably set, I don't know, close to a dozen companies of it, all under the guidance of Bjork Lee. She has given me so much insight and has cared for me over the years. There's not a big enough feeling of thank you or gratitude for her. And then I sort of just went on with life, but my diving off board was A Chorus Line. It's something that I love, I treasure, I'm so proud of. And the friends that I made there, I may not see them all the time, but they own property inside my heart.
Okay, one last thing for you, Donna Drake, today.
Okay.
If you're going to pick for us one song from A Chorus Line to listen to, can you choose one from the soundtrack and set it up for us a little bit?
No problem there, at the ballet. Got my heart written all over that one. It's a combination of stories and it's purity of truth, and there's quite a few stories intermingled in there, and I can still hear people telling them and us talking about it. And when Marvin Hamlisch walked in with that song and sat at the piano and sang it with Ed Kleban, the lyricist, we all just lost our breath.
Daddy always thought that he married beneath him. That's what he said, that's what he said. When he proposed, he informed my mother he was probably her very last chance. And though she was 22, though she was 22, though she was 22, she married him. Life with my dad wasn't ever a picnic, more like a come as you are. When I was 5, I remember my mother dug earrings out of the car. I knew that they weren't hers, but it wasn't something you'd want to discuss. He wasn't warm. Well, not to her. Well, not to us. But everything was beautiful at the ballet. Graceful men lift lovely girls in white. Yes, everything was beautiful at the ballet. I was happy at the ballet. That's when I started class. Up a steep and very narrow stairway to the voice like a metronome. Up a steep and very narrow stairway. It wasn't paradise.
It wasn't paradise.
It wasn't paradise, but it was home. Mother always said I'd be very attractive when I grew up, when I grew up. different, she said, with a special something and a very, very personal flair. And though I was 8 or 9, though I was 8 or 9, though I was 8 or 9, I hated her. Now, different is nice, but it sure isn't pretty. Pretty is what it's about. I never met anyone who was different who couldn't figure that out. So beautiful, I'd never live to see. But it was clear, if not to her, well then to me, that everyone is beautiful at the ballet. Every prince has got to have his swan.
From our vinyl vault, that was At the Ballet from A Chorus Line. And yes, you can see Donna right there on the iconic album cover. She's the second one from the left. And let me tell you a little something about Donna. I've seen many of her shows. I was lucky enough to be in a few of them. Now, whenever I direct something, I operate under the axiom WWDDD, What Would Donna Drake Do? She's a phenomenal, sensitive director with a magical eye for staging. If you ever get a chance to see something with her name on it anywhere, don't miss it. Donna Drake, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Lights are flashing in our virtual lobby, so it's time to wave goodbye to Donna, who's already halfway around the corner in 3 perfect ballet leaps. So let's stumble over our own feet into the house for Act 2. We'll start out with a couple of views from A New World. To be specific, we'll start with the opening number to Jason Robert Brown's song cycle, Songs for a New World. Now, a song cycle is basically a musical without a plot. And in Songs for a New World, world signifies beginnings. The entire musical is based on a critical moment of decision made by the singer, after which everything becomes new. And after that, hey, why not? From a show that is still one of the top ticket sellers on Broadway, we'll hear A Whole New World from the stage version of Disney's Aladdin.
Clear, and in that one moment you start to believe there's nothing to fear. It's about 1 second, and just when you're on the verge of success, the sky starts to change and the wind starts to blow, and oh,
about 1 moment, that moment you think you know where you stand, and in that 1 moment, the things that you're sure of slip from your hand, and you got 1 second to try to be clear, to try to stand tall, but nothing's the same, and the wind starts to blow.
Steer when the wind starts to blow. every moment. Come to me.
Must feel trapped inside these walls. We'll run away, just you and me. Why not escape as evening falls? There's a whole world you've yet to see.
If I go with you, will it be safe?
Sure. Do you trust me?
What did you just say?
Do you trust me?
Not sure why, but yes.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride. A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
A whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew. But when I'm way up here, it's crystal clear that now I'm in a whole new world with
now
you.
I'm in. Hold your breath, it gets better.
I'm like a shooting star, I've come so far. I can't go back to where I used to be.
A whole new world,
every turn is sublime.
When you arise,
every moment letter,
I'll chase them anywhere. There's time to spare.
Let me share this whole new world with you.
Hold your breath, it gets better.
I'm like a shooting star, I've come so far. I can't go back to where I used to be.
A whole new world,
every turn is
sublime. When you arise,
every moment
pursue,
letter,
I'll chase them anywhere. There's time to spare.
Let me share this whole new world with you.
The cast of Jason Robert Brown's Song Cycle / Musical, Songs for a New World, embarked on their opening journeys with the New World. And Adam Jacobs' Aladdin and Courtney Reed's Princess Jasmine took a magic carpet ride to A Whole New World by Alan Menken and Tim Rice.
More red.
And now, for those of you who have been on pins and paintbrushes, here's the answer to last week's trivia question. What color is mentioned most often in Stephen Sondheim's Sunday in the Park with George? And the answer is blue. We'll have more tricky trivia for you in future episodes. Time now to hear the finale to tonight's show. We heard the overture, and now here's the ending to Nine.
Guido Contini, Luisa del Forno, actress with dreams and a life of her own, passionate, wild, and in love in Livorno, singing together all night on the phone. Someone else ago, how I need you so, and I've been the last to know it. Guido, caro mio, time to go off on my own. You belong in your mother's arms, each of us in our place. We'll be fine. I'll be 40 and you'll be
40 and I'll be 9.
Falls, the crowd goes wild, the lights come up, and we come to the end of another episode of Show Tunes with Kate Botello. That's me. Find all our episodes online at interlochenpublicradio.org. Dan Wanshura was our producer. Meg Gruitz was our supervising producer. Many thanks to Donna Drake for sharing her story and her time with us. This is Interlochen Public Radio. See you in the aisles.